as the practice deepens or develops, there's a balance to recognize between doing the practice and the practice doing you, between practicing and being practiced. There is the active part of what we offer to the practice and by what we do. And there is the aspect of what the practice offers us, what awakens, what arises, what begins to flow through us, what is born in us as we practice. And the seven factors of awakening stand in both of these sides. On one hand, we can maybe practice mindfulness. On the other hand, mindfulness begins to flow through us or move through us or have its own life within us. Maybe it's more clear if you understand mindfulness as awareness. We engage in being aware somehow. And then as awareness becomes stronger, we don't have to do awareness. We are aware. We do the discernment the distinguishing of experiences, seeing clearly. And sometimes the seeing clearly is second nature. It's just, it just happens. It happens to us. We clearly discern differences without trying. It just stands up for us. It's revealed. It comes. So these four aspects of practice that I have offered at the beginning sometimes can be done in some sequence. Doesn't have to be the sequence I offer. It could be a different sequence. Or it could just be one. But at some point, we want to be sensitive to what is being born? What is arising? What is beginning to move through us? Not the awareness that we do, but the sense of awareness that has more maybe a sense of glow or radiance within us. Not the distinguishing of contrasts, or not making distinctions, seeing distinctions actively, but appreciating, being sensitive how the inner life is making them. So this practicing, knowing and feeling, relaxing, resting the mind in the body. Can give birth to a profound attention. An awareness and intelligence that may feel as if it arises from our core. Some place that's more intimate or so deeper than where we think discursive thoughts. And this balance between the active and receptive, practicing and being practiced, begins shifting what we offer from a doing to an allowing of this deep, this profound attention. To grow, to appear, to have room. So beginning the guided instruction. To feel yourself here in the place where your weight is supported by a chair or a cushion, the floor, the bed, feeling the contact. As a way of feeling definitively here. And taking the time, all the time you need, to be aware of the body in a global way. Maybe a wide panoramic view of the body from the inside out. Or maybe the awareness gently roaming around the body, taking it in, knitting the body together into a whole. Knowing how the body is. In all its ways. And then feeling how the body is. Sensing. In the way that sensing in and of itself is silent. It itself is not words, not thinking. The sensing of the body, that it's quiet, silent. relaxing the body, softening the body. Maybe on each exhale, each exhale, a calming of the body, maybe a calming that spreads through the body. And then taking some moments to know how the mind is, the thinking mind, how the mental world is for you right now. Knowing it with a light touch. Knowing the mind gently. And then feeling the mind, maybe the thinking mind, feeling the sensations. Sensations associated with thinking, or the sensations associated with the mental effort to practice. This is sensations in the mental world that feels like the locus where you are, the self is, the doer, the knower. Knowing and feeling the mind. And maybe with the exhales, relaxing the mind. And then resting the mind in the body. allowing awareness to slide into the body like sliding into a pond of water. And now, can you recognize any form of awareness that is present without you doing it? Maybe a heightened sensitivity to sensations. A heightened sense of being here in awareness. Maybe something that feels like a profound attention. An awareness or knowing that seems deeper than discursive thought and commentary and judgments. Deeper than what goes on in the control tower. Maybe an embodied knowing, embodied sensing, knowing and feeling, and the relaxing of the profound attention might be more of an allowing and opening. Allowing the profound attention to expand through the body. allowing the mind to rest in the embodied body. And perhaps you'll have almost a natural sense that getting involved with, participating in thoughts or desires or aversions is not the path. They diminish your presence, diminish you. And opening to awareness, to profound attention, expands you. That is the path. You might be judging or have commentary or reacting to things. That's okay. Maybe there's a relaxed, easy sense to not invest yourself in those. Instead, to allow something deeper, something wider, a more peaceful knowing. Is there a present moment awareness that's something you can allow for more than something that you do? thinking or analyzing anything, is there some knowing that arises, intuition that just appears or is here without effort, that knows what awareness is beneficial, knows that getting onto the trains of thought is not beneficial? Relaxing, resting the mind and the body. Is there a wisdom? It's very simple. Of a way to be that is right for you. And a way to be that doesn't feel so right. And maybe all you need to do is to keep opening and allowing for what feels right. So I think that it's safe for me to offer you a guarantee. I guarantee that your practice will change. Sometimes minute by minute, hour by hour, sitting by sitting. And it won't necessarily change. It probably won't rarely change in the way that you want it to change. There can be times when we're surprised that we're somehow very still, very quiet, and peaceful and deep. And then we have the idea, I have it made. This is it. Then you come back to the next sitting and there's no profound awareness. There's no being practiced. It just feels like the breath feels like cardboard. And it just seems like the only thing that's possible is manual labor. Got to be present to come back. Be here. It's all changing. It's all right. It's all good. The practice is, fundamental practice is to be present for what is. And then find how to be with what is in a wise way that we don't add, we don't make it worse. We don't add attachments and resistance and things. So there's this balance between what we offer, what we do in practice, and what is being done to us, what we receive. And that balance between those, that's part of the change. And when I have cardboard breath when I meditate, then it's all about me having to offer myself my practice and show up. And it feels like manual labor until it doesn't. It all changes. And other times when it feels like we've dropped deep and still and quiet, and then everything in between. But to know the principle that there are these two ways, and that we're kind of being sensitive to which one is needed at any given time. And what's least emphasized, perhaps, is the idea that the allowing of the practice to practice us, or the allowing for an awareness that doesn't require anything from us except for allowing it, except for making room for it. The listening or sensing that there's a deep place of knowing that's very simple. It's about the present moment. It's about what's happening here and now. Not about, you can have all kinds of great realizations about things not here, but the path forward is right here. And a deep knowing that feels almost like do I continue this way and become more tense? Or do I not? Where is the path? Where is what's best for me? Where is what's best for the situation? What's the path to happiness and less suffering? What's the path to more? And when there's deep awareness, profound awareness, this sense of allowing is most appropriate, there you might recognize that there's this, it's a kind of obvious discernment, obvious distinction that supports us in finding the way or becoming the way, the path. And I'd like to propose to you all that at this point in the retreat, you can probably spend a little bit more time allowing than you have been. So when you walk across the community hall floor, You come to the bottom of the steps, you put on your shoes, and you set the course to the front door, to the T-urn, whatever you're going to do next. And then once you're on the course, decided where you're going, maybe allow the walking. Allow the sensations of walking to come and just allow something. As opposed to being the doer of the walking in the way where you would do if you were caught up in your thoughts and you're in a hurry and, you know, and you want to really get there quickly because there's a race to get out to your favorite walking place before someone else gets it, then it's kind of like the self has been engaged. And there's not really that allowing where there's lots of space, lots of time, nowhere to get to, nothing to be, nothing to attain, just open to experience what's here, what's arising. And this allowing awareness that's here and now, there's always something new appearing in it. And staying close to that where the things arise, sensations arise, sounds arise, thoughts arise, feelings arise. They're known. To have that place where things appear and arise because the attention is fresh and present and available for the present moment. That's also the place where profound awareness can be born. Something profound knowing can arise. The birth of the awareness mindfulness faculty of awakening. The birth of the investigation faculty of awakening. And using the word birth, I use it intentionally because that's language the Buddha uses himself. And then if it all just seems like cardboard and dry, and that's completely okay as well. In some ways, it might be actually very important to go through a phase like that. It might be the preparing for something else. The birth of things is often not easy. So, it's all good. And that's a good policy to have. Oh, this is good too. This is also for practice, whatever it is. Remember to take your time with all things.